tonight, what will we see with Collingwood and the Western Bulldogs? We're going to touch base with both teams. Let's head into the Magpies lineup first with Senior Assistant Coach Brendan Bolton. Brendan, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me on, gents.
I don't know whether you can say it. What is it? 6:34. Is Scott Pendlebury a late out tonight?
Yes, he won't be playing, unfortunately. Over the last two or three weeks, I think many clubs have been hit with this flu. And, I found out late this afternoon he's not feeling the best, so we'll miss our skipper.
So the flu rather than the health and safety protocols?
Yeah, that was my understanding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what does, when you get here, what does that do? Is there a little bit of work to be done?
Well, we have our sub in place, so... you know, it's just a little bit of a shuffling of the decks. We actually picked probably 8 guys that could play through the defence this week, so it was quite an easy little shuffle. Sometimes it's a little bit more complex, but that one was a bit easier for us. I don't think he can replace Pendles in terms of talent and leadership, but in terms of someone to fill the role, we had enough there to cover.
He's just a boring defender these days, isn't he, Bolts?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about him too much.
Yeah, give him a stir and tell him that.
Yeah. Before Jonesy speaks to you, a lot of interest in the defence, obviously, and Darcy Moore. So what was the analysis team, what coaching-wise, in the end after last week, and will adjustments be made for tonight?
Yeah, I just thought, in general, between the arcs, when the ball was turned over, we were a little bit loose, both mids and defenders. I think we probably guarded a little bit too much space for too long, so... a little bit of a tightening of the screws in that area. We've been doing that pretty well, but last week was one where we'd like to grow on for sure.
And did you have to, or did the coach have to have, you know, special conversations with Darcy, not just about what he did or didn't do on the field, but just, you know, copping that kind of attention post, which he probably hadn't really experienced much in his career up till now?
Well, I think, you know, Leper has a really strong relationship with all the defenders, obviously working that part, so he would have analysed their tapes and gone through it in a real matter-of-fact sort of conversation. I think that's a great thing about line coaches. They get to work with players so closely, they form a really strong relationship and can have the conversations required, but I'm sure you'll see a determined Darcy tonight.
And how much do you think that defensive side of things being exposed? I mentioned to the boys earlier, I think internally, from my experience, Bolts, that the pressure would have been put on more so potentially to the players up the field, the midfielders and the forwards, to assist with helping those defensive boys and their ability to be able to position and intercept.
No, you're exactly right. As you know, with team defence, there's layers of how much pressure the forwards are putting on, whether or not your midfielders are defending too skinny and not the corridor, because as we know, if you get an open play through the corridor, it's really difficult for a defender one-on-one. So... it wasn't all just in our review, it was never just about the defenders, it was about the team defence and the layers, and at times the midfielders were a little bit skinny and not owning the corridor well enough, so that's where the game's at the moment.
Yeah, and the loss of Grundy, you know, obviously disappointing for you guys, but I think Darcy Cameron getting the chance again to have a crack as the number one ruckman, he's been pretty impressive the last couple of weeks. But like, where do you see his best footy fitting in? Is he potentially your number one ruck down the track, or is he, you know, is he the forward ruck foil for Grundy that you're looking for?
Yeah, really hopeful that he can, establish himself as a ruck forward, because, you know, we have got Grundy who we know can be a lead in this competition. So that second ruck that can make an impact up forward, I think, are really valuable in the competition. They're hard to find. There's not many of them, and the ones that do it really well are really valuable. So for Darcy, I'm really excited that he gets this chance to show his wares in the ruck and build his confidence there, because he hasn't played a lot of games, but... we're also hopefully can make some impact up forward.
Paddy Lipinski lines up against his old team. He has been terrific in black and white. What have you made of his 8 games, Brendan?
Yeah, Jared, I've been really, really pleased with the way he transitions up and down the ground. I was surprised. I didn't realise from afar. I've obviously coded a lot of vision of him, but he transitions far better than I thought, both offensively and defensively, and gives us a real... good balanced runner there, because we've got some bulls in there like Taylor Adams that go and hunt the ball, and I think he gives us balance both ways.
Is there any other players that have really surprised you, Brendan, when from, you know, instead of being the opposition there, now you get to work closely with them?
Yeah, there's been quite a few. I've been, although he's not playing at the moment, I was surprised with the leadership and understanding of the game that Jamie Elliott has. He was a real organiser and leader both up front and when he went into the centre bounces. So, that was a real surprise that there was more leadership within the group. It was just a matter of asking and probing enough to understand what they feel and think inside. And Jeremy Howe's another one. His leadership was around the game and how all the other layers affect the defence or offence. I thought, you know, we've got a lot of players that could potentially coach into the future, I think.
We were just talking before, Brendan, the establishment phase of the season, things are shiny and new. You get really good results to match the work that's been done. You find yourself at 4-4. Have we moved into the grind of the season now? I'm just interested in what the flow looks like internally.
No, I'd agree with that. You know, you start to get into winter, and once you hit sort of June and July, I reckon the big boys stand up, so to speak. I reckon they play consistent footy through that. And, you know, you look at Melbourne and Richmond over the last few years, they play really consistent footy through that period. So it's a marathon AFL, and I think we need to show grit and determination through the next 4 to 6 weeks, because that can set you up for the back end of the year.
Do you feel like you've bedded down a lot of what... So I imagine there's an immense amount of work when you arrive as a new group. How bedded down is the elements of your game that you really want?
I think there's some really strong understanding in the three phases that all coaches talk about, offence, defence and stoppage. So I think they know the core principles, and we've educated really, really heavy. Actually, to be fair, we've been unrelenting with our education, and the players have been so receptive. But once you've got the core, there's all the little details and intricacies around it, and that's taking some time. So I think from a big picture, they know what we're about, but there's still some detail to nail over the next few years, I would have thought.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you know, having spoken to a couple of coaches that have made significant changes either last year or the year before, it just how long it actually takes to embed, particularly if it's a significant change, and how you're going about one of those three, or particularly if it's a defensive system, say. So what's your view on how long it does take?
I reckon...
Well, does it depend on your playing group and where they're at?
I think there's a combination of what you said. I think it depends on how many leaders you've got on the oval that can see and been around and can see how one phase you're talking about will affect another. And I think that's the challenge. You can coach a phase of the game, but when you really get genuine buy-in, they can see the ripple on how it affects offence, defence and stoppage where they're running. So that takes a bit of time, because they've virtually got to live it, fail it sometimes, and also be successful with it to really grab on, particularly young players, where the older guys have lived a little bit of that. So, in short, I think lived experience is really important.
It's great to get your insights, Brendan. Good luck for tonight. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Cheers.